Upriver travel on the Kuskokwim has just gotten harder. ICE crews have removed road markers between Tulooksack and Kalskag and are advising no more truck traffic between these points. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports that means people upriver will be staying in place or shelling out money for airfare until breakup.
Bethel Search and Rescue member Mark Leary says the combined effects of dark sand warming the top of the ice and increased current flowing beneath the ice is creating an unstable surface for trucks on the Kuskokwim. Leary says the amped current comes from last week's snow suddenly falling and then quickly melting. He says the sand comes from an overall lack of snow through the winter, leaving the ground exposed to wind and creating sand drifts on the ice.
We had some of those days where that north wind was howling, you know, and it was just blowing sand like crazy. Sometimes it looked like smoke over the river. So much sand.
Leary measures ice thickness for the National Weather Service. His last measurements in mid-March showed ice reaching 33 inches in Aniak and 36 inches in Napaimute, lengths he calls below average for this time of year.
I don't know if there's such a thing anymore as a normal year, but what we used to see is, you know, ice would be in the 40s or more.
Leary says many open holes never froze this winter, another anomaly for the Kuskokwim. He says no new holes are forming, but the ice is dropping off at the edges and side sloughs are opening. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.